All right, wrestling fans, here we are. Pro Wrestling America, I am Southern Dynamite, and this is Hard Day's Night 2024, coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. This will change all of the PWA, guaranteed. It doesn't matter if I get control back or if Akbar takes complete control forever. This is going to change the complexion of the PWA forever. 9 big matches on the card, every title on the line as they are on our supercards. And it starts off with a bang. Tag team match. Tully Blanchard and Big Bubba Rogers facing off against Jerry the King Lawler and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Akbar still in this idea of wanting to punish Lawler and Idol for their betrayal and beat down on him over the last few weeks. So he pits them against former world champion Tully Blanchard and former American champion Big Bubba Rogers, two of his most loyal men throughout the entire storyline. They have been extremely loyal to Akbar. This match is wild as the four men basically turn it into a Texas Tornado match. While Manning has his hands full with Tully and Idol, Lawler throws a fireball into Rogers' face. When Manning checks on Rogers, Alexandra throws powder into Tully's eyes. Idol drops Tully with the spine buster. Lawler and Idol pick up Rogers and body slam him on top of Tully. Idol rolls Roger out of the way as Lawler covers Tully for the pin. Your winners are Lawler and Idol in a time of 11 minutes, 48 seconds. And yes, I said Alexandra was involved in the match too, because they did come to the Dirty Dozen. Speaking of people who I wish could have been in the Dirty Dozen, we had two departures over the last week. The natural Dustin Rhodes has left the PWA, and so has Bart Gunn. So Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are one short now. So is the Heenan family. And I'm not sure if we're going to have a easier way to get them back to full strength. But be that as it may, we have Paul Jones' army back again having to fight each other. Interstate 74 title on the line. Grappler defending against the Vampire Warrior. Once again, by edict of Akbar, stating that he would not only strip Grappler of the title, but he would suspend both men for 90 days. So, they fight again. This time the match is a clean match with Vampire getting the pinfall and the title with the Impaler DDT at 5:17. Paul Jones isn't happy that his men had to fight each other, but his stable still has the Interstate 74 title. They haven't lost a title, it's just transferred to a different guy. All right, here we go. Another match between the Stud Stable and the Rock and Roll RPMs, which looks like a snoozer. Why did Akbar book this one for Hard Day's Night? They've had a few battles this summer, but it hasn't been all that spectacular to give them time on this momentous card. The RPMs find trouble early on as Precious gets involved in the match. They have nobody to make sure she stays out of it, so they are constantly looking over their shoulders at her. The Stud Stable takes advantage of their distraction, and the Stud Stable gets the win after a spike pile driver on Tommy Lane in a time of 7 minutes, 13 seconds. Again, why did Akbar put this on? I could ask the same thing about the next match. Great Kabuki versus Devon Storm. Makes little sense. The only way this makes sense to me is that Kabuki hasn't had many matches this summer, and the bulk of them have been against me. This match is here just for Devastation Incorporated to have more representation on the card. And Kabuki gets the pin on Devon after the Oriental Spike in a time of 7 minutes, 42 seconds. Now we get into the main meaty portion of the card. Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. You would think this would be an automatic rematch for Bad Company, but like I said last week, they're already signed to face Scorpio and Wildcard. So we have the Gorgeous Gentlemen defending their titles against the Sheepherders. So the Gentlemen come down to the ring for their first defense of the titles, but they are jumped from behind by the Sheepherders. The two teams brawl in the aisle and at ringside until Garvin rolls Butch into the ring. David Manning calls for the bell to start the match. Almost as soon as the match starts, it ends with Butch throwing Garvin over the top rope for the disqualification in 38 seconds. I'm not sure what the Sheepherders' game plan was here. Surely, if they believe that Akbar will remain in control of the PWA, they would have tried to be champions tonight. Then again, who has ever, ever accused the Sheepherders of thinking? So your winners are still Illinois Tag Team Champions are Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Gentleman Chris Adams, the Gorgeous Gentleman, by disqualification in 38 seconds. The next match is the Illinois Heavyweight title on the line. And guess who's wrestling for the Illinois Heavyweight title at Hard Day's Night? Of course, it is Buckhouse Buck and Iron Mike Sharp. Who else would it be? Akbar allows the match because it counts as Sharp's automatic rematch as the former champion. He isn't too worried about who wins the match because he has plans for the title to be vacant after tonight is over. Even though Paul Jones Army and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are not involved in the stakes for tonight's main event, Akbar has hinted at the very likelihood that he will vacate all the titles not held by members of Devastation Incorporated. So does this match even matter? We will find out later. However, Sharp and Buck think that this match is very important. Buck takes advantage of being the champion and seeks to find any way to keep Sharp from winning the match. After more than 20 minutes, he catches Sharp off the ropes with a vicious power slam for the pin. He gets the pin in a time of 23 minutes, 31 seconds to retain the title. But the dark cloud known as Skandar Akbar still hovers over the whole PWA as we await our main event tonight. Does it even matter that Bunkhouse Buck is the champion? Let's keep going. One more time. Akbar has signed Rick Steiner versus Terry Taylor. Neither one is looking forward to this match. They felt everything was settled last week, but Akbar still wants to weaken both Heenan's family and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Both men have several opportunities to put the other away until Steiner makes Taylor submit to the key lock after sidestepping the flying five arm in a time of 16 minutes, 55 seconds. Now we're down to the American titles on the line. Tag team titles first, as Scorpio and Wildcard defend the titles against Bad Company. These two rival teams meet once again for the biggest tag team prize in the PWA. The match starts off with promise, but it ends abruptly when Heenan trips Tanaka coming off the ropes. He thought it was behind Calhoun's back, but Calhoun saw it and called for the bell. Bad Company gets the win by disqualification, but Scorpio and Wildcard are still your American Tag Team Champions. The match lasts 3 minutes, 27 seconds. Why? Everybody wants to get to this match. American heavyweight title on the line. Contracts on the line. Goldust versus me. It all comes down to this. Everything is on the line for the Dirty Dozen and Devastation Incorporated. One stable or the other will be banned from the PWA for a year after this match. With everything on the line, this match has caused everyone to come out and line the entrance ramp. Dirty Dozen, Devastation Incorporated, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, it doesn't matter. Everyone wants to see what's going to happen tonight. It's very much like Eric Embry versus P.Y. Chuhai in Dallas 35 years and a month ago today. I put the link to that match from YouTube on the Facebook page for the anniversary. Just like then, no one wants to interfere in this match. Everyone wants to see a clean outcome once and for all. For the better part of 20 minutes, Goldust and I brawl inside and outside the ring. David Manning shows great leniency in the rules. Weapons are used with reckless abandon. I finally win the match by countout after producing a pair of handcuffs from my jean pocket and handcuffing Goldust to the ring post. So I get the win by countout in a time of 19 minutes, 37 seconds. The fans are not enthused with the way the match ended, but I fulfilled two of my goals in this feud with Akbar. First, by winning the match, I rid the PWA of Devastation Incorporated for at least a year, Akbar completely. I can go back to having a normal atmosphere in the PWA. Second, I keep to my desire to not have non-wrestlers being the champions in the PWA. I was never a fan of them in, whether it was Vince in WWE, David Arquette or Vince Russo in WCW. So I was definitely not going to make myself a champion in the PWA. So with my victory, the American Heavyweight title is now vacant. The one title that Devastation Incorporated had is now vacant. Who will be the American Heavyweight champion? Will the World Heavyweight title come back with me in control again? Who will fill the spots vacated by Devastation Incorporated's firings? These questions and many more will be answered next week as I return to the helm to right the ship of the PWA. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, finally back in control of the PWA. Thanking you for being here. Thanking you for suffering through the Akbar era so that we can get back to actual wrestling and common sense once again. So I encourage you to come back next week. See the answers to all these questions. I promise you it is going to be a great card next week. So until then, have a great and wonderful day.